I don't see a lot of them out on the job where I'm painting, but I see a lot of them at breakfast down at Miss Winters or some people like that, you know, where we go to have breakfast and socialize, you know. Yeah, I see some of them there.
We mentioned parties a minute ago. One thing that we like to ask people about is weddings, about whether there's anything about anything that you like to talk about weddings here in Roswell. Anything special about them or how people do them? Or?
Well, there's a lot of special event houses around Roswell for weddings and receptions. And in fact, there's one right beside the church, you know, down there at First Baptist. And they have a lot of weddings at the First Baptist Church. I think there's enough special event places around somebody can find a place. It's pretty expensive, though, this day and time. And I think we have a lot of them because we're cheaper than most people.
Well, are there any special kind of customs around here that people like to do at weddings? You know, singing songs or dancing around or I don't know what, but
I don't know. You?
Well, I don't think Baptists are supposed to do that much dancing, are they?
No.
Well, it's not like if you were had a, like a Greek wedding where it's tradition to dance. Ours is pretty much laid out. I mean, there's a format that's followed, but afterwards they have receptions, of course, and there would be dancing there.
Well, at the reception, see, we have a gymnasium there where they hold some reception, but that's at a reception would be a little bit different. There's no dancing or drinking at that reception where they might be at next door over there. You know, so that's the difference. You know, Baptists don't drink and dance. At least they don't tell their neighbor about it. You know?
At least not in the space in the church.
Yeah,
that's for
not
sure.
In view.
Well, it's just not a tradition like in some religions where there's certain things that you do. That's just not part of it.
But there's an array of churches around here to do what you want to do, I think. Worship like you want to worship. There's got to be a church around here to do that. Because a lot of Lutherans and Church of Gods and Latter-day Saints and Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterians and Catholics and whatever.
Now, what about people that, you know, the people who perform the ceremonies at all these different
weddings?
Weddings or, you know, the different religious groups. They got different names for the people, you know, the people who are actually performing the ceremony.
Well, it's usually the pastor of the church, if
he's
getting married in a church.
That's it. But that's what you call him as the pastor, and have you got other, you know, do other people around here call him by different names? Just that religious leader?
Well, yeah, you got, in the Catholic Church, you got the father, and in the Presbyterian Church, I don't know what they're...
I think it's just reverend, pastor, preacher, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, rabbi, if you're Jewish. Whatever applies, you know.
Well, it may seem strange to, you know, talk about something like that, but one of the things that is different about different places is what they call people, what they call things. And so we just, you know, that's why we would say something like that, and you know, it may come up in our conversation again that you think, well, why is he saying that? But that's why, just, you know, see how people do it here rather than some other place. What about funerals?